Hi everybody, Julian here. Welcome to a new program at Zika's Guitars, Zika's Spotlight. As you might know, we have at Zika's Guitars many very unique and handmade guitars made by master guitar luthiers from all around the world in our shop. And before I record a Zika's Spotlight episode, I will walk through our showroom at Zika's Guitars and pick one guitar that suits my personal taste. So a guitar that I would love to buy for my personal collection, but I have already three guitars at home, so I don't need more guitars at this moment. And we will have, of course, a closer look at that guitar that I picked from our showroom. And I would love to start with this guitar built in 2014, made by a truly appreciated, respected, and loved guitar luthier from Germany, Fritz Ober, who unfortunately passed away in 2020. Fritz Ober has started his luthery career actually by self-learning, and the first guitars that he has built were actually based on information from guitar making books. He was also inspired by historical instruments, let's say modern historical instruments such as Hermann Hauser I and Antonio de Torres, and the guitars that he is building are sound wise very similar to Hermann Hauser I and Antonio de Torres guitars. And what makes his guitars so special is that very profound sound, but at the same time you have some brilliance in the tone and a great tone separation. So what we are going to do is we will have a closer look at a few specs of this guitar, and then I will play a few tones on the guitar. I won't talk, I only talk at the end of the guitar presentation, and of course I'm also very curious about your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Well, this guitar by Fritz Ober is made in 2014. It has a traditional construction, of course, because it's based on Hermann Hauser I and Antonio de Torres. The top is spruce, back and sides are Indian rosewood. The finishing is French polish, and the air body frequency is F, so it's very deep. The weight of the guitar is 1,400 grams, so it's a very lightweight guitar. So we do a little cut before I play the last piece on this guitar. I have chosen some specific pieces so that I can show you the qualities of the guitar. So when I was playing the Bach, if you listen to that again, you can notice how well the basses are separated from the trebles, and it shows that the tone separation of the guitar is on a very, very high level. And it gives me as a player a very satisfying feeling when I'm playing these kind of pieces. And when I was playing the intervals in the beginning, if you listen to that part again, you can also hear that the quality of the tone and the intensity is very consistent from the lower positions to the higher positions, and you hear nearly no difference, and this is a very important quality of a guitar. As I said already in the beginning of the video, this is a guitar that I would love to have in my guitar collection. I mean, I don't have a collection, I have only three guitars, but this guitar, this is a feeling that you cannot always describe. You just take a guitar, you play a few chords on it, and you feel straight away a connection to that guitar. And this Fritz Ober guitar from 2014 is one of those guitars. I'm not sure if we are going to do this Zikas Spotlight weekly, because as I said, I will go through our showroom and through all the guitars, and if I think this guitar suits my personal taste, I will take that guitar and I will present it in the video. So it might be a weekly episode or maybe every 2 weeks, but it helps me also to know what you think about this episode. Should we continue with it? Is it interesting for you or not? You can just write it down in the comment section, and also your thoughts on the sound of this very special Fritz Ober guitar from 2014. And please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a great day, and see you maybe in a week, maybe in 2 weeks. Let's see.